This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon back in the chair here after a couple of days away from the microphone. I was unavoidably detained in meetings. Yes, a lot of meetings. They were fun meetings. They were good folks I met with, but they kept me away from the microphone here. So I was working. It wasn't like I was playing hooky or anything. And you were in really good hands with Leon Francis, who does that marvelous job right here. And I was thrilled that I introduced him to Kevin from Mississippi. And Kevin was on not once, but twice. How about that? And then Larry Elder yesterday kept Larry for the whole hour. I love it.
It was great,
man. You got nothing better to do, Larry. Let's just talk.
Larry Elder's talking yesterday, and Todd did confirm. Leon and I looked like two bobbleheads while Larry Elder was talking.
Yeah, let him go.
Let him go.
Exactly right. Yeah, I love it. I always say that to Sean Hannity. I scream that at the TV at night. Let them talk. Let them talk, for crying out loud. Sometimes you have to. And I don't do it as well as I should either, because, you know, when you got a guest that is bringing it, you just let them bring it. And you just kind of nod your head. That's the way to go. We have Governor Doug Burgum at the bottom of this hour today on the program. We're also going to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer. I thought the governor did a fantastic job on Tuesday of talking about get back to work. Let's go. Enough already with the extra $600 to stay at home. It's done. It's gone. And kudos to him for keeping his promise on that front. We really appreciate that a great deal. We're going to talk with the governor a little bit about some things somewhat related to COVID, but not necessarily. The Dakota Access Pipeline situation, I believe, is the biggest problem we have in North Dakota right now. Probably right behind that is the Coal Creek Station and how you take the next step there and what to do about it. You've got Mercer County saying, well, we're just going to make sure wind doesn't happen. That'll fix them. It won't, though. It won't, though. I get it's a natural reaction. I empathize with the concern in coal country. I'm 100% with these folks. I think we need to get a little town hall together and just have every energy source on the table for discussion and let people throw out ideas and solutions and have a little discussion about it. You know, and we'll invite the folks from the industry, but I'm more interested in hearing people who are living this, what they want. So I'm gonna go to work on it. I'm just giving myself an assignment to make that happen. What else have we got? Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here for the full hour of the 10 o'clock hour. I love giving free things away, and I have some passes to the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, top 10 in the nation according to Golf Digest. I'm a terrible golfer, but I love being on that golf course. I'll just drive the cart and let somebody else golf and sip on a soda and take in all the beautiful sights around me. I will not go into the rough and look for balls, however. This can be hazardous to your health.
It can be, yeah.
So I don't plan on doing that, but I love being on that course. And I'd love to give you a pair of passes for Bully Pulpit Golf Course and or 4 passes for the Medora musical, which is on and is fantastic. Getting rave reviews. The lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota was there the other night and said, you can't even believe it. North Dakota's smart. You know, family sitting together. If they didn't know somebody, they're distancing from each other. A few masks here, there. You know, just people individually deciding what's best for them to protect themselves and their fellow neighbors. And a great show. A great show. Let's not let Medora and all it has to offer, Wild Bill in his funhouse and all the other great things. That brunch is unbelievable. The gospel brunch is so good. So how do you get these free passes? We tried this the other day, and we had a great response, but I didn't give the instructions very well. I need you to send me a selfie video. You're recording yourself on video. If you want somebody else to hold the camera, that's fine. But the idea is being just do it. I had one of these sent to me this morning from Mandaree, somebody out in the beautiful, beautiful landscape of North Dakota near Mandaree. They're showing off, you know, high above the lake and all the things going on there. And happened to be somebody who was in the oil industry. So pulling that out of the ground for us. And said, you know, I love beautiful Mandaree. I love beautiful North Dakota. And I want to know more about Teddy Roosevelt. Hard not to love the guy from what I know about him. Get in the arena, some of his famous speeches and things he did for parks and conservation and everything else. But I want to know more. So I figure I could know more if we have a Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. It was fantastic. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. So it's you looking at the camera, talking about Teddy Roosevelt. Just give me something you love about Teddy Roosevelt and tell me why you're excited to have the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in the park. I am like popping my buttons excited. For as long as I can remember, a thing for me, I'd go on hockey trips like you know, the University of North Dakota hockey team playing Boston University, for instance, or Northeastern, and I'd get in a cab or get in a train and go find a presidential library, like the JFK Library just outside Boston. Go to Simi Valley, California, just outside Los Angeles, high atop a hill, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where he's buried. We will have a presidential library, one of 19 of its kind in the entire country. This is not a check-out-a-book kind of library. This is not a, oh, isn't that neat kind of I'm-out-of-here museum. This is all things Teddy Roosevelt, people from all over the world who want to study his presidency and the man coming to this place, and all of us having the opportunity to see these amazing artifacts. They bring just the best of the best. They're working on a design right now, expecting that there will be a formal arrangement between the library and the park, so it will be in the park. That's never happened anywhere else like it before. I'm just excited about it. Very excited about it. So, if you do that today, during the show, I'm going to text you back and say, what do you want? A pair of passes for the Theodore Roosevelt named Bully Pulpit Golf Course, or four tickets to the Medora Musical. Four for the musical, two for golf at Teddy Roosevelt National Park right there at Medora. Just so beautiful. So you just tell me what you like about Teddy Roosevelt in a video, selfie video, send it to me, and why you're excited about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Text it to me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or you can email me, for that's easier, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. My question of the day is, who should decide for you? This is what I want to talk about today. Who should decide for you?
Decide what?
Well, whether your kids go back to school.
I should decide that.
You should decide that?
Parents, I would think.
Okay. In other words, if I feel concerned about the environment at school, I'm going to keep them home in the school.
My son's safe, yes.
That'd be fine. How about whether or not the school opens or not? Who should decide that?
Good question.
I think it ought to be people that I elect to a school board. I vote for them. They govern the school.
Good point.
I think it should be a superintendent who makes a lot of money. Superintendents make a lot of money. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at jobs in a community, superintendents rank right up there. University presidents rank right up there. I mean, these are big salary jobs. Why? We pay them to do a job. Taxpayers pay them. Property taxes come off of your property to pay them to make decisions in concert, obviously, with their school board. Now, we have a state superintendent of public instruction. To her credit, Kirsten Basler said schools should decide. Right? The governor's weighed in on this. The president has said schools should open. Now, I think the president giving his opinion is fine. Not saying schools open, schools closed. Wait a minute. I don't even think governor should. I think they can inform the decision and say, here's the information. Now, if there's 100 degrees below zero and you're trying to make this easy on what you got to do is school by school, and the governor says, yeah, close for a day, fine. That's okay. And no doubt the authority. But who should decide? But not just that. What about COVID, anything? I mean, should people be able to say your business is shut down? Or should you decide that? We'll talk a little bit about this today on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, and today would be a great day. You're going to PetroServe USA and have one of the great lunch specials. Let me tell you what they are. These four locations, West Main Avenue in West Fargo, it's pulled pork sandwiches today. There's pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location, exit 292 off I-94. Two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood. Do you know what they call a Sloppy Joe in Powers Lake, North Dakota?
What's that? Sloppy Joe?
No.
Barbecue.
Not barbecue. That's another name I've heard for it. Todd, how about you? Todd had to leave. He's unavoidably detained. Daniel, you know, have you heard another name for a sloppy Joe? No? Chris?
What's wrong with sloppy Joe? Can we just call it that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying there's another name out there, and it's called Slushburger. You guys ever heard of a Slushburger?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have.
I forgot about that, though.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, they're really good. So the two Slushburgers and chips at the Harwood location, I-29 north of Fargo, and then the chicken bacon ranch sandwich.
Ooh. Yeah.
The chicken bacon ranch sandwich on special 12th Avenue North Fargo location. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Don't forget all the stories. Have the 4 for $4, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two fresh baked cookies, and the 20-ounce fountain pump. Mandan, Bismarck, keep going west. Find them in Valley City. Find them at Castleton. Find them in West Fargo, Fargo, Morehead, Dilworth. You get the idea. Bemidji, Wahpeton, and Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks, too. Okay? Okay. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. A little bit of breaking news here today on the China coronavirus front. A Chinese virologist. Is that how you say that? Virologist. I don't know what that is, but that's
virologist. Somebody that makes
virologist.
Things. Oh, virologist. I thought maybe that was somebody that makes things go viral, a virologist.
They study viruses, right? And the ologist part is to fix it. I don't know. Anyway, this Chinese virologist has accused Beijing, that'd be in China, that'd be the big bosses in China, of coronavirus cover-up and has fled China now.
Never to be heard from again.
Well, she's out. She's talking now.
Okay.
That's right.
Shocking.
Exactly right. And she knew that if she was caught, she'd be thrown in jail or worse, disappeared.
Yeah.
One of the disappeared. She says she believes the Chinese government knew about the novel coronavirus well before it claimed it did. She says her supervisors, renowned as some of the top experts in the field, also ignored research she was doing at the onset of the pandemic that she believes could have saved lives. She adds that they likely had an obligation to tell the world, given their status as a World Health Organization reference laboratory specializing in influenza viruses and pandemics, especially as the virus began spreading in the early days of 2020. She's now in hiding, claims the government in the country where she was born is trying to shred her reputation, accuses government goons of choreographing a cyber attack against her in hopes of keeping her quiet. Can't go back ever again. The reason I came to the U.S., is because I deliver the message of the truth of COVID. She added, if she tried to tell her story in China, she would be disappeared and killed. I don't ever want to be disappeared. I don't know about you. But
yeah, or suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the phones in a moment here, after I tell you about ABM. ABMnow.com is the website you're going to want to go to here in a moment because it's advanced business methods. Great homegrown company. The place you go when you need to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment, employee-owned. Your money stays here, and I don't know if you know this, but today's printers are really just like high-end computers. They have data and analytics, help you track usage, tell you how to save money on that particular job, who's printing what. Hackers, however, can get into your servers through your printer. But in advanced business methods, they understand the security risks. They set up encryption and firewalls to keep the outside world out, and they're coming up on their 50th anniversary. They are in West Fargo. They are in Bismarck. They are in Grand Forks. They are in Minot. They're in Dickinson. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. Jim in Bismarck has an answer to my question of the day. Who decides? Go ahead, Jim.
I think, like you said, the superintendent should make the call. I don't agree with that. He can say yes, come in, but I think each parent should have the right to keep him back because you know as well as I do, there's going to be kids coming in and affected, and they're going to have to close it down anyway. How many times will this happen? So I just don't see school coming back like as we know it. I think in the future it's going to be have to stay at home because it's impossible to keep infected children out of the way. Then what happens when they all have to come back home?
I don't agree with you, Jim. on much of that at all. I mean, first of all, the superintendent, yes, the school board, yes, those were the key decisions, but you're absolutely right on this. The parent is the ultimate decider. We talked about that earlier. I mean, the parent should decide whether I want the kids in school or not. But I think the cure is worse than the disease, and we see evidence from the Pediatric Society. We see evidence of that from even Dr. Fauci said, I mean, the king of coronavirus recommendations said kids need to be back in schools. There's just too much damage to learning, too much damage to psychology of the kids and the mental health of the kids. And look, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Most of all, the reason why I think it's okay, Jim, is because kids are young. And the vast majority of kids that get this are going to be asymptomatic, are going to have very few symptoms, and are going to be just fine and now immune to the disease. We can't put them in a bubble.
Look what happens, okay? And I agree with you. I have no problem coming back. But what happens when these kids come in and one's in there and it affects eight? So they affect eight people that day. They come home to their parents, and their parents catch it, you know, without knowing that day that they've been infected. See, it's a problem.
Right. I mean, well, what you're talking about is risk. You're talking about the risk of that child being in the classroom, the risk of that child getting coronavirus, the risk of that spreading, the risk of it coming home. Life is full of risk. Life is full of risk, and you've got to mitigate the risk where you can. But the idea that you keep a parent home to watch kids and have subpar education compared to what they can have in the classroom over a small risk. And the most important thing here is the life of that child, no doubt about it. We want that child safe. We want the loved ones around that child to be safe. But the chances of them becoming ill in any life-threatening way are really, really small. Really, really small.
Yeah.
So that's where we – I just think we got to look at the actual risk here and compare it to the other side.
I mean, I agree with everything. I don't like this going on any more than you. We wear masks everywhere I go, and I believe in protecting other people as much as I can. And I don't want to get it. I'm still healthy at 62. But I hope you're right. But I'm just afraid they're going to get in there, and they're going to have to shut it down, and it's just going to cause turmoil. Can I ask you one other quick question on the Teddy Roosevelt Library?
Sure, real quick.
I don't believe we should spend $50 million when we could use that for businesses and farmers in this state and help them out. It's just a building. It really, when you come down to it.
Yeah, and well, first of all, we're not spending $50 million. What there is there was a match. And the match was to say, if you can secure $50 million in funds, and they did it through a loan that will be paid back, and it leveraged $100 million. So it's not a spend in the sense of, okay, we're taking it here and we're not going to build a road, right? Out of the general fund or out of transportation or something like that. So it is a little bit different. They're using the proceeds on that for the library. Okay, more coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the United States. Another record was posted yesterday. Over 65,000 new cases reported in a single day. The previous daily record had been on Tuesday when over 60,000 new cases were tallied. In Georgia, hospitals are getting close to their capacity because of people who have the virus. There is no statewide mask requirement, but Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has issued an executive order requiring masks in public in her city. She says she's not the only mayor that's done that.
The governor really seems to be the only elected official, one of the few in this state, who doesn't think that mandating masks are a good idea.
Tropical storm Fay, currently off the Mid-Atlantic coast, headed for New York and southeastern New England, which could get 2 to 3 inches of rain from it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Say it was the right time.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Piper's Auction Company. And a lot going on at Piper's. 584 acres up for auction in Eddy County, July 16th, 1 p.m., 160 acres in Pierce at 10 a.m. on the 16th, 35 acres in Cass on the 21st at 10 a.m., and online, a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota, that opens on July 16th, closes July 21st. So exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tuttle, Bismarck, Steele, and Bowman are on the calendar. You can check out all of the Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com. Governor Doug Burgum with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome. Text as well at 701-367-2054 for me, or 701-226-8503 for Todd. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great always to be with you.
I want to start today on the Dakota Access Pipeline. I heard your comments on this and share your concern. It's a strange deal. It's a suit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, now requiring an environmental impact statement. This judge previously has said he didn't think one was necessary. Now he says it's necessary and to shut down the pipeline for 3 years. In dozens of conversations that I've had since this decision was handed down, I'm hearing some horrible stories about the lack of the ability now to move forward with drilling again. A lot of the capital is dried up because where's the oil going to go? Price got back up there and it just immediately shut it off. And just a lot of, can you build a diversion without the reliable income that's coming from the Dakota Access Pipeline for the tax? Folks, can Fargo have a diversion? I mean, that's the question. It's just one thing after another. My question is there a fix here? Is there a way? Obviously, the company will go to court and say, stop, try and overturn this and appeal the decision. But is there anything else that can be done to mitigate this in your view?
Well, I think this points to an obvious thing is that, we need judges in America that interpret the law, don't try to make the law. So that's, point one, which makes the election this fall, it sort of reinforces how important that is. But I would say one thing, Scott, the who's going to appeal this is the Corps of Engineers. I mean, this is a judicial branch challenging the Army Corps of Engineers saying they didn't get their job done well. And like you say, again, whether it's the diversion or whether it's a any other piece of infrastructure the Corps is working on in the country, communities and municipalities and states, and in this case, a business, they proceed, they invest their capital because they believe that the Corps has got one of the most stringent permitting processes of any organization in our country. I mean, it's held to very high standards. They make decisions for the long term. They think about it in the context of all the people in that area. And so if you start saying that you can't, you know, an investor couldn't entrust a Corps permit, you know, 3 years after something is completed, I mean, you know, we'll never get a road, a railroad, a broadband line, a bridge, a diversion, a pipeline, and there's, you know, ever built. I mean, who would ever put capital into a project that you thought could be shut down by a single judge 3 years after it's operating safely? So this affects our ability as a nation to modernize our economy. And then the other thing is, again, if this is cloaked with the idea that it's concerned about environmentalism, you know, we're in a global market. North Dakota is competing in a global market. And if we, stop the oil flowing here, we're, you know, likely, particularly for other parts of the country, they're just going to keep buying it overseas. And, you know, shipping oil, buying oil from our enemies versus us producing it and selling it to our friends is a huge strategic mistake for the United States, short-sighted. And so there's, so many things that are so many secondary effects with this decision that are, bad for the country, bad for North Dakota, bad for all the citizens of North Dakota.
Mike Faith, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, is quoted in a story about this as saying, "Today is a historic day for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the many people who have supported us in the fight against the pipeline. This pipeline should have never been built here. We told them that from the beginning." Have you talked to the chairman?
As a matter of fact, I spoke to Chairman Faith this morning. And of course, there's many things that, you know, tribal members in North Dakota are also North Dakota citizens. So Brent Sanford and I serve all of them as well. And this is one of these things where we disagree on this topic. We agree on a lot of other things. I mean, whether it's, roads or education for children or, fighting COVID. We've had a plan for a while. It's going on today. There's a large joint testing event going on at Standing Rock, which is part of the reason I was calling them this morning, because we're down there, you know, trying to make sure we're protecting vulnerable populations there, North Dakota citizens that are at risk. So, you know, we have to keep working together on those issues, and this thing is now in the courts. I hope and I think Chairman Faith agrees that this disagreement ought to stay in the courts as opposed to, be something that is, fought in the either the court of public opinion or through the kind of action we saw 3 or 4 years ago, which was also, that was protests were super disrupting to the tribe in terms of their, businesses and their families and the casino operations and all that. So I think that, he and I are in agreement that this thing ought to be resolved in the courts going forward.
But, of course, being resolved in the courts right now means the pipeline shuts down within 30 days. You have done a magnificent job, I believe, and people maybe don't realize this, how much has gone on behind the scenes, but a sort of building relationships with the Chairman Faith as well as the Chairman Fox and the tribes, and obviously many things on many fronts. So the rapport is certainly there. I've heard reports of Chairman Faith reaching out and saying he didn't want this to disrupt the relationship. I don't know how it can't, when you consider it was Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that was asking the court to shut this pipeline down. And that will do the economic harm that it'll do to North Dakota. But another element of this is the MHA Nation and Fort Berthold. They obviously have significant oil interest. They, too, are going to be harmed considerably by this. Given the credibility that you have with them, do you think that it's possible government to government to government, MHA, Standing Rock, North Dakota, at a table to say, fine, do the environmental impact statement, but let the pipeline continue to flow. There's no reason there's been an environmental statement. It's called the pipeline having operated for the last 3 years. Do an additional study, go through all that, but do you think it'd be possible to ask them, since they are the one petitioning the court, to allow the pipeline to operate during that study?
Well, a couple things, Scott. I mean, that's actually that would be our goal. That would be our intention, is to keep the pipeline operating as this works its way through the appeals process. And in the appeals process, it's already started. And, the, you know, the appeal, again, was filed by the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers is the one that's being, that is being challenged here. You know, company and others, the state of North Dakota, the pipeline is a party. Have filed an amicus brief. The state of North Dakota, we had earlier, we will again, because part of the legal standing here for a court to do an injunction, there's, you know, two points of law. One is, you know, did the Corps of Engineers do its job? The Corps is going to fight and say, yes, we did do our job. We did do it appropriately. We did study the environment correctly. The second point of law is if you put an injunction and you stop the operation, you know, does it have a devastating effect? And the answer is absolutely. I mean, it affects every school child, every school district, everybody that drives on a road, everybody that does anything in North Dakota, because the intertwining nature of the oil and gas industry in our state budget is so, 50% of what we do, and so it touches every citizen. So, we're going to continue to make that case strongly as part of this appeals process, supporting the Corps of Engineers, saying it does have a devastating effect, and so let's make sure we keep the oil flowing and flowing safely while we appeal this. The other thing I should just say, too, is, when I read the national press, and it's one of the biggest misnomers on this thing, is that somehow that there was a decision made, to disadvantage the Sioux tribe or other people downstream, because there are multiple other tribes in South Dakota that are also party of the lawsuit. But, that somehow this got moved south of Bismarck, to advantage Bismarck and disadvantage the tribe. And, this pipeline crosses the river twice. It crosses up by Williston. And I remind people all the time, everybody that in North Dakota that has anything to do with the Missouri River, which includes multiple tribes, all the citizens, all the recreation, North Dakota Game and Fish, water supply, Red River water supply, Manaw's water supply, the oil industry. I mean, anybody that is, tapping into the Missouri River for water, we're all on the clean water team, and we're all on the clean air team. Nobody cares about it more than anyone. So, I mean, this is one of the big, misrepresentations in the national press, is that somehow, we don't care about every citizen in North Dakota. We don't care about clean water. And that is just absolutely false. And even the route of the pipeline would tell you that. This thing was placed in a spot where there's existing infrastructure, and we've got north of Bismarck, we've got 50 and 60 year old pipelines coming across the river. And we should all care about aging infrastructure. That's why the federal government's always talking about, let's put more money into an infrastructure bill. And we should care about it in North Dakota. But there's 38,000 river crossings of oil and gas pipelines in America. There's close to 400 in North Dakota. And then the whole nation and world's focused on the one crossing that's probably the most technologically advanced crossing, the one that's been reviewed more than any other one. And so, I mean, if you want to have a dialogue, let's have a dialogue about how do we modernize infrastructure in this country. And the way you do that is you allow capital to flow towards the building of new infrastructure. You don't come up with court opinions that kill the ability to raise capital for new infrastructure. So this is, this is wrong in lots of different ways, and really, like I said, harmful to the United States in our position in the world, and harmful in our ability to move forward with better, cleaner infrastructure, safer infrastructure. So anyway, we're going to continue to fight hard. And if there's an opportunity to sit down and talk to people, government to government, and resolve this thing, we are all in on that, and the groundwork is laid because there's trust between the leaders of the tribes in the state of North Dakota at this moment.
There is, and it is screaming for a solution for sure. Dale in Devil's Lake for Governor Burgum. Go ahead.
Hello, Governor Burgum. I guess my question would be, why can't we put this whole thing of opening the schools back to the students and the parents who are going to that school, or even graduates of that school, and to work out a way of, are we going to have all the sports programs and everything like that? Just a question, this is a democratic society, a Republican form of government. We should really put it to a vote of those who are going to be also affected by their decision.
All right, Dale, hang on. We'll get the governor's answer on the other side of the break, so just stay tuned. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for 11. 2 for 2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for a dollar. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot cords for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by Oasis Petroleum. Be the buffalo, turn to the storm, and go into the storm. That's the North Dakota way. That's the North Dakota spirit, and that's what Oasis Petroleum loves in each and every one of you and their team doing just that in a very challenging time right now for the oil and gas industry. My gosh, here's an industry that has given and given and given in the way of grit and effort to just through ups and downs and everything else, keep cranking. And then to be handed this has been really, really super challenging. And, of course, it's an impact on every single corner of North Dakota. So that's what the Be the Buffalo Spirit's all about. Oasis Petroleum, call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. So Dale, before the break, said, Governor, let parents decide whether or not kids should be back in school. I said earlier, isn't this a school board decision? Isn't this a superintendent decision? Really, school by school, shouldn't it be up to them? What's your thoughts on who ought to decide when schools or whether schools reopen?
Well, when we take a look at governance for schools in North Dakota, we've got 175 local school boards, and they're going to be key to making decisions about how we operate safely and do education the best possible way we can. So they're going to be a key part of it. State of North Dakota provides, and again, a lot of that coming from the oil and gas industry, 75% of the funding for local school districts come from the state of North Dakota. And then there's also money that comes from the federal government that often has strings attached to it as well. And so you've got, all levels, local, state, and federal, all have funding responsibility and related to this thing. And then from a standpoint, from a public health standpoint, the state of North Dakota does, and local public health, their state and local public health have a responsibility during a health emergency that we're in to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. So this is going to require, teamwork and collaboration. And there is going to be a key role for local decision making, not only on the opening, but then how do we stay open? Because if the virus is not going away, if we have an outbreak at a school, local school boards are going to have to be making decisions about how do they protect the cooks and the bus drivers and everybody else in the community, the parents, the children that may have immune deficiencies. So it was relatively easy to decide to shut schools down. It's much more complex to figure out how to operate them safely when the virus is still here. But we're in a stronger, better spot than we were last spring. We know more about the virus. We know more about its, how lethal it is. We know more about it spreads. We got more testing capabilities. And in North Dakota, we're charging ahead to open schools on time and do it in a way where we're providing great education and do it safely. That's what we'll be going to continue working on that all the way, right up to when the schools open and after they open.
On a higher ed question related to education, a texter says, why are the North Dakota universities requiring masks when all the students are just going to gather to study or party without masks anyway?
Well, there's a separate task force, Higher Education Restart Task Force, that's working. And of course, their governance model is the State Board of Higher Education. And, different campuses may have different requirements relative to, whether it's the SMART, North Dakota SMART type protocols, whether it's masks or distancing. There's also going to be a role for testing. And certainly because, whether it's athletic teams around the country, professional or collegiate athletic teams, are getting tested as they come back. So there's going to be a lot of what I'll call new operating procedures that are going to be required to get a university of any size operating. You take kids in dorms across North Dakota, 45,000 college students, about 10,000 of them in dorms. That's larger than our long-term care population. And again, we know that at universities we're going to have vulnerable populations that are there, whether it's the staff, administration, faculty, or students, and we're going to have to make sure we're balancing all of that. So that's plenty of challenges ahead. The good news is this is 2020 is a year that everybody's going to remember as a year that was incredibly disruptive in their lives, their businesses, their families, these institutions. But it's also going to be remembered as a year where the people that came out of this, whether you're a local school district, a university, or a business, or the state of North Dakota, the people that are going to thrive in a future going forward are the ones that responded the best to this disruption, the ones that innovated, the ones that persevered, the ones that found a way to save lives and livelihoods. And our state's on a great track to do that. We are in such a good position from a budget standpoint. We're one of the only states that's actually ended the June fiscal year with money ahead. We finished ahead of our forecast for the first 12 months of the 24 months. We've got one of the largest budget stabilization funds. We've got money from our coronavirus relief funds that haven't been allocated yet. When other states have had to burn through all that, just managing the health, the health emergency. And so again, I would say again, that's credit to North Dakotans who've been smart through this whole thing and taking it seriously. And making sure we continue to take it seriously so we don't end up going backwards like some of these other states are doing. And on top of that, we've been talking oil and gas, but I would say, Scott, too, met with the corn growers this week, farm and ranch country, conversation with the majority leaders yesterday, including, Chet Pollard, the majority leader for the House, who's, deeply involved in agriculture as a number of our state representatives and senators are. But, it's tough out there in ag country right now, and really happy, that we were able to confirm this morning that President Trump has approved our request for a declaration for emergency for the spring flooding.
More help for this crazy 2020. Thanks, Governor.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.